Good morning. Good to see you today. I was hoping to have an opportunity to meet some of you from this area. It's so good to be with you again this morning. Oh, I just love this time of the year as we remember and celebrate. Oh, I'd love to remember the story. It's just so precious to me, and there's so many parts of it that I treasure, and I don't always remember everything about it. It was a long time ago, but oh, to remember back to the night that the Christ child was born. You might say it was the beginning, although it really wasn't the beginning. For long, long ago, God had been planning. God had been making a way and preparing. Even through the prophets of old, of all the pictures of the coming Messiah. And then, In my life, God allowed the Christ child to come. And oh, how I love to tell the story. And I love to be with people who are remembering the story. And I guess you're probably here today because in part you're going to remember the story. And maybe hear God say something to you too as we remember these special events. I came in and the decorations are beautiful. You already are thinking about it, I can tell. And when I walked in and I came and I saw, it just reminded me of so many things about the Christmas story that are such a blessing deep in my heart. The Magi, for example, and how they came and how precious it was. And I looked over here and somehow your decorations reminded me of Bethlehem. And this brought into my mind again memories that were special, and I just love the decorations. And although I have to tell you, I'm a little confused. I came over here and I looked here, and I don't remember anything like that. But it was long ago, I don't remember all the details. But I would just love to share with you some of the things that I remember from those days that were so special and important and God used in such a mighty way. Let me tell you some of the events that took place. Well, when I think back to the story, of course, the beginning of the story was very difficult for me. I didn't know the whole plan of God. And when I heard the words, honestly, I was devastated. I didn't know what to think. Pregnant, Mary. What? I couldn't have heard it right. Pregnant, Mary. No, not my Mary. No, not my Mary. No, you don't understand. Not my Mary. Pregnant, Mary. Oh, at first I was, well, I denied it. I said, well, it can't be true. There's a mistake. It must be some other Mary, or not my Mary. Not my Mary, no. And as I kept hearing those words, pregnant, Mary, can you imagine how I felt? I became extremely confused. I was upset, of course. Not Mary, not my Mary. You don't understand. I mean, I just thought, well, that just shows you how innocent Mary must be, because if Mary thinks she's pregnant, she probably doesn't understand some things. That's what I thought. Mary? Pregnant? Not my Mary. That's not possible. I mean, but as we waited and we tried to sort out what was happening and what went on, I denied it. I was devastated. What word can I tell you to say how I felt? I was devastated. My Mary? No, you don't understand. My Mary. This Mary that has meant so much to me, and I was so happy, and we were all excited, and we were hoping and waiting, and we had a future. We had plans. You see, we together had wanted to honor God, and God allowed us to come together, and oh, It was precious, Mary. There's just never anyone I had ever met like Mary in my life. And she was so important to me. And I wanted us to be together. We both wanted to please God. And part of that was God was going to allow us to be married. We were betrothed. Engaged. Oh, it was a special time. It was a happy time. It was a joyful time for us as we talked about the future. We wanted to honor God. We wanted to please God. And so yeah, everything we did was to honor God. And we wanted His blessings. And we wanted to fulfill whatever He had for our lives. So here we were. We were engaged. I never knew anyone like Mary. There's no one else that I ever even put in the category that I would have. Mary and who she was and her character. And I tell you what else, we were in love. In love, really in love. I loved Mary so much. I just loved her so much, as much more than anybody else could love a woman. Oh, I loved Mary. And I was looking forward to that day that God would allow us to become husband and wife. We were engaged. We were betrothed, and the families came together, and we celebrated this ceremony and the promises made to each other. And it was, you know, back then it's a little bit different than today, but it was like it was just right next to the next door to actually being married. And now we were planning and talking about the future and what we were going to do. And oh, it was so precious. Oh, I never knew anyone like Mary. And I'll tell you something else about Mary and about what I tried to be. Mary, she was faithful. She loved God. It was amazing. One of the attributes about this young woman that I love so much is her heart toward God. There's just no one else out there like her. She was so in tune with doing what God wanted her to do that it was incredible to me, and I admired her, and I just it was unbelievable to me how precious it was. And she said yes. She said yes. Why she would marry me, I don't know, but she said yes. Of course, our families had a part of that, and they were making the arrangements, and she said yes, and I was so excited. I was so happy, and it couldn't have been a better time for us. It was just wonderful. Our family was happy. I had great joy. I was preparing. You probably know that I'm a carpenter by trade. I mean, it might not be the best trade in the world, but that's what I did. God gifted my hands, and I had learned, and oh, I love to make things. And so I was working hard, and we were doing, I thought, everything we were supposed to do in preparation for whatever God, I mean, we just had our life out in front. It's like I had my life out in front of me, and God had blessed me so much, and everything looked so good. And, you know, I have come to learn over these years that even though we might think our lives are going to go a certain direction, really, only God does. And I've also come to learn over time, I mean, these are lessons we learn over a long time, that we can trust God with our lives and our future. And although I did not know what was going to happen, in fact, it did not happen like I thought it was going to, I have come to learn and feel in my heart and believe all within me that, you know, God knows what we have in the future, and He cares deeply about us, and I can trust Him with my future. Although I sure didn't feel that way when I heard those words that kept coming to my mind and my heart. Pregnant? Mary? Oh, in those days, it was devastating. And I'll tell you what else. Mary left. She left in a hurry. Now, later I understood what was going on, but I sure didn't know at the time. I mean, pregnant. And she left. She hurried away. I found out later that she had gone down to the Judean hill country where some of her family lived. My family, of course, was from Bethlehem area. And she had family down there. And she went down to stay in the home of a cousin of hers named Elizabeth. And Later on, I came to understand the whole plan and all what happened, how these two women needed each other, and God had done this amazing thing for both of them. But I sure didn't know it at the time. All I did was I knew that the marriage was over. That was painful. My hopes, my dreams. For all I knew, my future was over. My heart was broken. Mary, pregnant. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. To say that that was the hardest moment in my life would be an understatement. I mean, I wrestled, what do I do? It can't be true. It can't be. God, where are you? Why? And so I had to deal with it. So I, for many, many days, wrestled with, what do I do? I knew the marriage was over. It would not have been right in the eyes of God to go on. Our families would not have accepted it. It was so against who I was and what I believed. I knew that it was over. But I also loved Mary so deeply. I didn't lose my love for Mary. I loved her. I didn't understand her. I couldn't understand it. But I loved her. And I knew what was going to happen to her. The shame, the disgrace. I didn't want that for Mary. No. No. So I decided that we would get divorced quietly. I would have to let it go. Deep in my heart, I decided that's what I would do. And then the dream, the angel came to me in the night. Incredible. In the night, God came to me. God himself came to me. And he spoke to me. I have never been the same since that day. Joseph, son of David.
Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
Oh, my God came to me. It was as real as you being here today. God came and he said those words, take Mary home as your wife. Oh, it changed my life. You might say in some ways it put me back on a track that I had thought I was going to be on, but oh no. Oh, that track was so different. Oh, if I begin to tell you what happened after that. But God spoke. I knew it was his voice. No confusion there, for which I am very thankful, because sometimes in life we can wonder, was that God's voice or not? But I just want to tell you it was so clear. And part of the reason I know it was so clear is that that's how God seemed to speak to me later on. And I won't take time to tell you those stories, but later on God would come to me in a dream and he would tell me what to do. He would lead me. When we were under attack, when we needed to move, God came in a very clear voice, and for me it was in dreams, for which I am so grateful to God that he would speak to me like that, unmistakable. When I woke up, you probably know what I did. I went, and immediately I went and I found Mary. Oh, my admiration for Mary, it just multiplied. Oh, Mary, you are who I thought you were. You are what I thought you were. Incredible as it sounded and unbelievable as it was, and I don't know who would believe us. It really didn't matter that much. But, you know, I didn't expect people to believe us. I didn't need them to. Really, I just knew that what God said, and when God tells you something and you know it deep in your heart, you don't have to doubt it. You don't have to keep asking. And I'll tell you, God spoke to me and I knew what his plan was. And so when I went and I found Mary, I did exactly what God said and I did it immediately. I woke up and I couldn't have been happier about finding Mary and saying, Mary. Will you be my wife? We'd already agreed to that, but it was all broken, but we became husband and wife. We lived in Nazareth. Those were good days. Those were days when we both were looking ahead. What's God going to do? What's God going to say to us? I mean, the fact that God speaks to us and gives us light, gives us truth, is a signal to us that God is faithful and that he will continue to speak into our lives as we listen and we're responsive. You know, if you go with God where he sends you, where he leads you, he will lead you in the future. Don't be afraid that God has spoken for the last time in your life, because, oh, God has something to say to your life and to your future. I believe that about every person. I believe that about the young and the old. This God who came to Mary through the angel Gabriel and then to me in a dream, this God also speaks to each of us. That's the promise. It's part of the promise of the Holy Spirit, that God sent his Holy Spirit and he promises to teach us and guide us if our hearts are open. And those, of course, are lessons that we learn over time. We don't catch them. Over time, I began to understand this plan of God that was so incredible that it was just amazing to me. But for now, I simply did what God told me to do. I took Mary home as my wife. That was pretty much it. That was it. I took Mary home as my wife. We did not have union. We didn't believe that that was what God wanted until after this precious baby was born. But I took her home as my wife, and I took care of her, and I loved her, and she loved me. And we were just living out our life. I mean, at that point, it's like she's pregnant, looking forward to the birth of this incredible Jesus. We knew his name. But other than that, we just were living out our lives in the middle of God's plan. I mean, at that point, I mean, later on you look back and you see a lot of the things, but it's amazing how each of us are called to just live out our lives and our faith right in the middle of whatever God's doing. Whether we see his plan and know his plan, or we really don't and we just kind of have to take it one day at a time, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live every day by faith, knowing what they do or what they don't know about the plan of God. The choice we make is to follow God today, to do today what God wants us to do and asks us to do. And if he gives us a special direction, then we go in that way. And if not, we live out by faith what God has put in front of us. And that's the way it was for Mary and I. There we were in Nazareth. We were living out our faith. Of course, we knew that it was the time was coming soon. And then, of course, we heard about the edict, the taxes, the Romans. You know the story. Oh, every once in a while they do a census, and after the census, then they tax based on the census. And of course, we got the news, as everyone in Palestine did. We got the news that it was time to go and pay that tax. And the problem was that you had to go back and you had to register for that in your heritage town, which, of course, mine was in Judea in Bethlehem, because I was from the tribe of Judah, and I was a descendant of King David, which we were always very thankful for in our family. We had that heritage being from that area, and way back there, many generations ago, I could trace my lineage back to David and through Solomon's line, and so that family heritage was very important to us, and you may know that we kept very good records. I mean, the records were very clean about what family you're from and how far back it goes. Well, my family went back to a place called Bethlehem. And so when we found out that we had to go and pay our taxes, I knew immediately that I would have to go to Bethlehem to be registered and pay the taxes. And so we began to talk about it. And very quickly, we realized Mary is going to be very close to giving birth at about that time when I have to go to Bethlehem. What are we going to do? And of course, as you know, we went together and we made that journey and we went to Bethlehem. Oh boy, does that open up the memories. Oh, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Oh, and all that we found there. Oh, there. Mary gave birth to the baby, the Son of God. I've always had a little trouble how to say that, the Son of God. I mean, you understand. Jesus, he would save the people from their sins. He was born in Bethlehem. And it, as if that wasn't enough, that very night, shepherds came to where we were, and they're praising God. They wanted to see the baby Jesus. They said that angels had come and visited them. Oh, nothing is too difficult for God. I mean, there's nothing I can't believe. I just, it's amazing. So you had the shepherds. And then the story goes on. And I can't tell all that story. But later on, we go to the temple for the dedication on the day that we're supposed to, and what happens? Simeon, this old man, comes out. He's been worshiping at that temple every day for I don't know how long. And he takes Jesus in his arms, and what he says. Further incredible things for me to try to think, what does this mean? Then we're back in Bethlehem. And the Magi come. You know of the Magi. How do you describe them? They've been described by so many names. They're called wise men. They're called kings. They're called... I'll just tell you what we experienced is they came to worship. They brought gifts and they bowed down. Here are these rich, powerful, influential people, and they come and they bow down. You have to understand, when they bow down before this baby, it's just a further confirmation that this is something unlike anything else ever in the history of God and man. I would later come to hear the phrase and think about the term God with us. What that means, God with us. When God sent that baby, he was coming to us. I mean to be with us continually. His spirit, his truth, his nature. That an infinite, almighty, powerful God can dwell with man. Oh, what an incredible thing to try to sort out and understand. There are so many things about that story. Bethlehem. Oh, Bethlehem. How precious Bethlehem. What an opportunity for us, for me and you again, to go back there. The meaning of the Christ child and all the wonder of the miracles of God. So many more that I could tell you in one day. The Christ child, Bethlehem. Sing with me that precious song. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Number 169. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, our dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming. Thank you, God the Father, for the story, for the plan, for your presence that you sent to us. Thank you to the Holy Spirit who's with us today to speak to us and guide us and help us. We thank you today for the privilege of remembering the story. God, help us to love you with all that we are. Help us to love you with passion and obedience and joy and excitement. Lord, to trust you when we know the story and when we don't know the story, God, help us to be able to trust you, I pray. Thank you for this day. Thank you for each person that's here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless. Thanks for coming.